Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's home for sports. You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Billy Jaffe is from Nesson, and he is a friend of mine, and he has a big-time adult hockey camp happening in August. It's going to be at Warrior Ice Arena, and Billy's going to take you out there, and he's going to rough you up a little bit.
Damn right.
Yeah, Billy, you know, Billy's been playing internationally last year, and he is... known to drop the gloves, and there is part of the camp, I believe, that you teach fighting, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to have a few goons out there
that
will even teach it better, you know. Yeah, I hope so. Center ice, drop helmet, drop gloves, you know. No referees either, Fred. None. No way to stop it.
That's right. It's just Donnybrook. Now, no, but in all seriousness, so this is at Warrior Ice Arena.
Yep.
When is it, and how to what it? When is it? What is it, and how do people get involved?
Yeah, what we're doing is I'm doing an adult hockey camp, so 21 and over, and it's at Warrior August 20th or 24th, so a week of it at night, 7:30 ice time. And I've done it in both where we were together in Atlanta. I've done it in Chicago for numerous years, and finally bringing it to Boston now, where you're going to practice, and you're not just going to go out there and play open hockey and, you know, not get any better. It's going to go out there. We're going to do some power skating. We're going to do some team drills. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk some hockey. We're going to drink some adult beverages afterwards at times too. And it's a great fun week. The nice thing about Warrior, you know, being centrally located, is that, you know, right off the pike. And also we have locker rooms where you can keep your gear. We're going to have towel service, so you don't got to, you know, every day you don't have to bring a new one. And
wait a second, Billy. You had me sold before.
This is the second time I've heard Jaffe talk about his hockey camp, and this is the second time I've heard him bring up towel service. Is this a big sticking point at a lot of other hockey camps?
It's like you're going to be treated like a pro. That's the point. You're going to be treated
towel
like you're
going
to have... You're not going to have to, you don't have to schlep your gear every day, Hardy. You know, you can leave it there.
That part is nice, but talk more about the towel service.
What if I want three towels? Do I get that?
Well, you know what? That's an excellent point. I'm going to put that into the deal, that if somebody comes and they need three towels, you know, we'll determine if we have enough.
Talk to the bean counters before you get to all that. I mean, don't promise what you can't deliver. All right, so this is, but I remember this was a big hit in Atlanta. And it's something that everyone should look into. How do I sign up? I'm interested. How do I sign up?
You can warrioriceArena.com or give them a call at 617-WARRIOR. Not too hard to remember. And they got all the info there. So it's going to be it's a lot of fun. And I'm only going to take 25 to 30 skaters at most. And have some guys that will come out and help me teach some local college coaches, maybe a few pros, et cetera. And it's just, you know, it's just a fun week, and to get everybody set for the upcoming hockey season at the end of March. And by the way, if you sign up before Father's Day, there's a little bit of a discount.
So. Billy, what's the thread count on the towels?
It's an excellent point again. You know, that's why you're on this show, filling in, of course, Hardy. The thread count for you will be none.
Okay. Have they been sufficiently washed and dried so that they've been defuzzed? Because when I'm playing hockey, I like to keep a little bit of a scruff, but when you rub your face, you get bits of towel stuck to your beard. Will they have been washed and dried several times before they are presented to us?
That's not that. That's just the gray you have in your beard. You're confusing that for the gray in your beard.
All right.
No, that's me. That's me.
Me too.
Yeah. It's not pretty when I shave that thing. All right, so Billy, everyone was rooting for Vegas. I find it hard to believe that anyone that's not a Capitals fan wasn't rooting for Vegas. There seems to be an awful lot of hate for Ovechkin. Vegas is down 3-1. I understand that in the finals, no team's come back from 3-1 since the
40s. Yeah, 1942, I believe,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. And that's when guys were playing without pants.
Yes.
So, right. But a lot of towels. All right. So what happened to Vegas? Now, it seemed that Vegas was just like kind of having fun. I mean that was the whole book on it. Like they had this incredible instant chemistry and they were having fun. What's happened during this series that's changed it for them?
Well, a couple of things, but the main thing is, and Freddie, you're right. I mean, they were just playing hockey, right? Pure hockey. They're skilled, but not the most skilled team. But they were playing with energy and pace, back pressure, et cetera. What's happened is that Washington, in some ways, have kind of just taken a page out of the Vegas book, but they've done it with more size, with more skill, and they haven't turned the puck over much, nearly in the neutral zone. They haven't allowed for the transitional game of Vegas to take hold, which is where they crush them back the other way when they get the puck. Washington has done a really good job of getting it deep and then using their forwards, in particular their top six guys, but in particular their bottom six guys have really, I mean, they have tenderized some of those Vegas defenders and kept them in there, whether it's a guy like Devontae Smith-Pelly or a Jay Beagle. I mean, Ovechkin's been a beast in the series too, you know. They've taken the game to Vegas and not allowed Vegas to use their best asset, which is their overall team speed, to their advantage. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, everybody said Vegas was the team of destiny, right? They had this great story. They're having fun, as you mentioned. But it seems like when, you know, remember that save early on in the series? Holtby in game two made that amazing paddle save on Alex Tuch. And then just the other night, James Neal had a wide open net. And he put the puck through the crease and off the post, off the far post, instead of putting it in early that would have changed the game. It doesn't seem like they have that luck going right now. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that right now that the golden slipper perhaps is a little loose on that foot of the Golden Knights.
I'm wondering, Billy, how the NHL and historians will see Marc-Andre Fleury. Obviously, he's won cups before this season, and being the cornerstone of an expansion franchise to get this far, mm-hmm. I mean, it has to speak volumes. I mean, Fleury's not looked at as one of the better goaltenders in the history of the league, and he's not looked at as one of the better goaltenders in the NHL right now. But if he were somehow to win this cup, I would think that would add to his legacy. Not many people have that.
No question. And it'd be even without this, there's going to be a big push for Fleury to be in the Hall of Fame, believe it or not. You know, we tend to think, Wallach, of the stretch where Pittsburgh and Fleury struggled mightily after they won that Stanley. You know, they had the run in 08 and 09. They went in 09, and he was a big part of it. He made that amazing save, if the hockey fans remember, off of Nick Lidstrom, where he dove across with 2 seconds left and made a save back in the 09 season. But then there was those years in between where Pittsburgh and Fleury struggled. I mean, like, oh, my God, defense was awful. But now he's back. He made a huge name for himself last year, even though Matt Murray won the cup in the starting net for Pittsburgh. He helped get Pittsburgh to the Stanley Cup, did Marc-Andre Fleury. And now this year, he's been spectacular. I think hockey historians, because of his this year, and also because of how good of a person he is, I think they will look upon it and they will say, yeah, he had some issues, but he had great game when he was young. He had great game when he was old. There was a little bit of a lull in between. And by the way, I don't look at Fleury as not being, or as being the reason why Vegas isn't winning this series. You know, you look at other guys up front, whether it's a Marchessault or a William Karlsson, these were leading scorers for them that have been MIA in this Stanley Cup. I think Fleury's been good. He hasn't stolen a game, but I think he's still been really good.
All right, Billy Jaffe, the adult hockey camp going at Warrior Ice Arena, and that's happening in August. 617 yep. Warrior and towels. As many towels.
For everybody. I'm going to get you guys a special towel, a Warrior.
Well, yeah, I'll fit right in with that crew. I'll go out there and I'll fall on my face the minute I hit the ice. And
come on out.
I don't know how to skate.
Well, then I'll teach you how to skate. I'll get you a private lesson first. Let's see if we can get you on the ice, all right?
That won't be uncomfortable at all.
No.
Having another grown man teach you how to ice skate?
Yeah, you might as well put me in a tutu.
You're going to get the folding chair out there for him, or are you going to stack the milk crates? What's your preferred method?
I don't believe in either of those.
Oh, boy.
Get out there, he's going to fall, he's going to get back up, and it's a lesson in life.
No training wheels.
Suck it up.
Yes.
Billy, one more question about the Knights. people have said, like, oh, if they won it this year, they're going to suck next year. There's no way they can. Is it in any way, could you look at a silver lining and say there's a better chance of them being good next year if they end up losing this final? Which they almost certainly will. Like, could it benefit them in the short-term future, like next year and maybe the year after?
Well, yeah, maybe, at the very least, it doesn't give their fans, so to speak, like, the feeling that this is going to happen every year because everybody knows how hard it is. I don't know. You know what, Harvey? I don't think they're going to be awful next year by any stretch. I think they're still going to be good. I just think they're going to have a hard time building this or having the same feeling that they have that you just can't manufacture what they have that has happened this year. And I think that that's propelled them to heights that obviously none of us ever expected them to be at. Will it make them better? I don't know about better, but it'll keep them hungry. But you're going to have a hard time, I think, with some of these guys in the sense of, you know, they're all for one, one for all this year. They're 25 guys that were supposedly not wanted by their teams. I don't completely buy that, but you know what I mean. Now they're all on one team in the first year, and you're going to have some contracts. You're going to have some different issues. It's going to be a different feel in Vegas next year. I still think they're a good team, though. I don't know if they're going to be better or have that ability by losing the Cup.
Yeah, I think they're going to be terrible next year.
Yeah, it's not an us against the world thing next year.
No,
now, they've done it all. It's impossible to recreate this. They're not going to be good.
No, I don't think
so. I don't know about not good. I just don't know if they'll be. Yeah, I still think they have some talent there. I just don't think they're going to be as dynamic and have that, again, that called the golden slipper that they've got this year.
All right. Thank you so much, Billy Jaffe.
Thank you, guys. See you guys.
It's TNR.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I take it this is a call about LeBron James. But it could be really about anything. Jason, go ahead.
No, this is absolutely a call about LeBron James. And I have to call to say, Fred, you're a moron for wanting any part of LeBron James. He is a team killer. He, like, cannot play with anybody else of talent. If you think that it was Cleveland that, like, made the trade, no, LeBron wanted all of those other players gone because he can't have the spotlight on anybody else except him.
Who'd they trade that had the spotlight?
I don't know. They had Kyrie. They had a team, and then they traded it for the bag of rocks that he's playing with right now.
No, but if you're talking about the trade, Kyrie Irving, fair enough. But if you're talking about the trade that happened this season, I don't believe they traded anyone that was sharing the spotlight with them.
I think there were other players that, if they were on that team right now, maybe even Isaiah Thomas, my opinion of him is kind of turning. But even if they had Isaiah Thomas, I think they would have been better than what they are right now.
I don't know about that. And also, when he was in Miami, he played
That's not the right argument. I think Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh a few years ago were pretty good.
And you can make the argument that Dwayne Wade was more popular in that town than LeBron James.
Wade's a Hall of Famer, and Bosh is really, really good. So, I mean, I can't. That's not the right argument to make here. If you want to argue Fred's a moron, that is. There are other arguments, but not this one.
There's several arguments.
I think everywhere LeBron is gone,
he's won
1 or 2 years, and then the team goes to Sucksville.
He's been to the finals like 15 years in a row.
He may have been to the finals like 15 years in a row with a bunch of different teams, but after he leaves those teams, they go to Sucksville.
Yeah, because he's gone.
Look, all the points you're making are right, especially the first one when you said Fred is a moron. But none of this takes away from the fact that, and this is the part that sucks if you're in the anti-LeBron coming to the Celtics camp like I am, and you are, is you can't deny the fact that if LeBron James were to come to the Celtics next year, they would you all but guarantee them the trip to the NBA Finals, and they'll probably win.
I will begrudgingly concede at that point.
And that's the toughest part to argue against. Look, you have to say I'm willing to give up a sure thing trip to the finals and quite possibly a championship because I'm more interested in seeing what Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, and the rest of the squad plays like, which I am. And that may sound stupid, but I dislike the notion of LeBron coming here, taking over the team, even if it's just in words. Even if they work it out between him, Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens, the rest of the team. No, I'm going to be off the ball. I'm just going to be a contributor. I'm going to be this great guy, and I'm going to be a team player. Even if you believe all that, he's still going to slip into his LeBronisms. He's going to talk about this being his city and his team and blah, 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 blah.
Well, that would be unfortunate when they're winning a championship.
I'm wondering about the cap implications after if LeBron were to ever come here and sign the typical one-and-one deal where it's 1 year and then an option, and then you have Kyrie Irving. Say Kyrie stays, and then you have Kyrie Irving who's up after next year,
right,
too, and you already have Horford as a max player and Gordon Hayward as a max player. I mean, how that all works out.
And
Dan makes a good point in my ear. Darrell Revis 1 year Super Bowl.
Different sport. That's what Fred said.
Right, the rosters are much different.
You can't with the roster. 53
rosters are
guys,
much different, Fred.
It's a bigger roster. There's more guys in a football team.
In the NFL, how long do players last?
5 years, maybe.
Depends
on the position.
Thank you, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Fred, I'm calling back. Fred, I agree with you 100%. I always agree with you. You're right. Mm-hmm. This is not going to cost the Celtics anything if they get LeBron, just money. It's not going to affect the future of these young kids. And if you get LeBron for 2 years, and then it helps Tatum and Brown get ready, but 2 years are up, you got to sign those guys. And also, as LeBron ages, he can't play every minute of every game like he has the past couple of years. So he's going to lean on Tatum and Brown more. People just hate LeBron, and they're using that hatred to cloud their judgment on what could be 2 years with LeBron championships and then an additional 5 years with these young guys who are playing fantastic under LeBron, you know, after he was elite. And also, when he gets older, he can't do what he's been doing.
But that hasn't happened with any other team that he's left. He hasn't made
and
everybody better.
They would have to give up a max player.
And when he leaves... How was Miami after LeBron left? How was Cleveland after LeBron left the first time?
I don't know. They had so many trophies they couldn't see. Except for Cleveland. But LeBron James had one of the best series I've ever seen against your Pistons in the East Finals.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. Did you see?
He's the best player in the world. I concede all of that, but to say you don't have to give up anything. Oh, except for Kyrie Irving, because there's no way those two can play on the same team together.
Okay, and
that's
Kyrie Irving
evident.
Has a year left on his contract, and he could very well leave. And I'll take LeBron James over Kyrie Irving. I would take a LeBron James if there were two Kyrie Irvings. I'd take him over both. If there were two of them, I'd take him over both.
Greedy little baby. Gimme.
I honestly don't. I think LeBron's
usually
a mercenary for 1 year.
People need to be a little more mature about it. And, you know, you got to really earn it. You can't just come in.
Well, I agree that most sports conversations take place in libraries and studies, men smoking pipes wearing ascots. Yes. Yeah, it's generally a more mature
talking
conversation.
About the skulls?
Yes. But this one has devolved into gimme. I want LeBron here. Let's go win a championship next year.
Why not?
To hell with the team that they ever. Why not? Because you have a team that could go win a championship right now without LeBron James.
So the Bruins got Rick Nash, and they gave up a king's ransom for him.
Different sport.
I like how you keep going back to that. You know what that makes me feel? That I got you.
Like what you said was dumb.
No, I gotcha.
Gave up a low first-round pick for Rick Nash.
Yeah, what about it?
This guy, there's some Baba Booey situation going here, but Lee, go ahead.
Oh, Lee. It's Lee.
Oh, it's Lee and Quincy.
Okay.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Hi. So I know you're going to say different sport, but someone called into the afternoon show yesterday and had a good point. I won't take credit for it. Is that Boston fans complaining that the possibility of LeBron coming to the Celtics would be like Jets fans complaining that they had the possibility to get Brady.
Yeah, and Brady probably has 2 years left. And I'll tell you what, I'd give up a ton. I'd give up a ton to get Tom Brady, even though they still wouldn't win.
And from the outside looking in, anyone complaining about it, you'd be like, they're nuts. What are they complaining about? So it's kind of like, what are Celtics fans complaining about?
Oh, it didn't say Baba Booey. It said Boo. And if you're going to say Baba Booey, you're calling the wrong show. And not Howard Stern. I'm not referring to them. You're calling the wrong local show.
What did it say that you thought it said Baba Booey? What was actually typed
Boo
in
Boo Brady.
Boo Brady. And you read that as Baba Booey.
You know what? I have the man's email address.
Gary?
Did you ever go?
No.
Hardy, you know the story?
Yeah,
he was invited to go. To at least, what was it, watch? What were you invited to do?
You were invited, or somebody asked on your behalf.
Someone asked on my behalf.
That's different than being invited.
Oh, okay. I didn't say I was invited. Chachi asked on my behalf.
Wallach did.
All right. I said you were invited. I misspoke. My mistake.
Chachi asked on my behalf, and Gary is very close to Chachi and said, yes, he can. And then Chachi's like, yeah, you know, you can go watch Stern do his thing. So Walk and I were talking, and I was like, yeah, I got carte blanche of the whole studio. And then Stern heard the audio and went on the air. And he didn't come after me, but he's like, no one gets carte blanche in the studio. And then Gary emailed me saying he was sorry that there was confusion on their end about what was going on. And then it became the after show, which I said, am I really going to go to New York and sit on the after show?
Boom, dun, dun.
That's how they started with the Black Crowes. I've heard the beginning of the after show before.
Because that's John Hine still, right?
Yeah. Have you listened to the after show?
I haven't
the
had
wrap-up show?
I haven't had satellite radio in years. So, no. I being with John Hine and Gary, as much as Gary is a brilliant producer and who one of the people over there, a big fan of our show at Entercom, who's very high in the company, huge fan of our show. He used to intern for the Howard Stern Show, and he said, Gary, as much a part of that success of that show as Howard.
Oh, yeah.
I did, but, you know, you never know. And you know what else Howard had? This guy is very high up at Entercom who loves the show.
You mentioned that.
He would have to go to Stern's house to wake him up when Stern was on Long Island.
You would have to go there and wake him up in order to get him in on time for the show?
Yep, to make sure that he got there. Hmm. And Stern had a driver.
So you're just like Howard Stern is what you're trying to say.
I would say that I am nothing like Howard Stern. Howard Stern to having an intern come to his house and bang on the door while a driver waited there is a little bit different than asking someone to call you on a cell phone. My point being,
yes,
that's about as far as you can go.
Sure.
A phone call, a lot different. Scott, because you're siding with me, I will take this call.
Okay, so listen, everybody's asking where LeBron was, what happened to teams after. What were the teams before? Cleveland Cavaliers were obsolete because Mark Price. Here's the other thing. Kyrie Irving is physically older than LeBron James if you look at injuries and games played. And I love Kyrie Irving. So I think we're looking at it as a homer. Listen, emotions are the poison of strategy, man, and I'm a Celtics fan, but you got to think of it like this, man. If you get LeBron, you're guaranteed. Remember, every team is two injuries away from being obsolete.
Well, okay.
Get injured, munched.
Yep, there you go. Right as rain.
But ultimately, right. He's not coming here. So
religion is the opiate of the masses. All that stuff.
Well, I think there's a man on a cloud upstairs with a harp that's going to say, no entry for Hardy.
What did he say was the poison of the... What?
I don't know.
Emotions.
Emotion. Okay.
It's from The Art of War. Maybe you should pick up some philosophy.
I'm sure LeBron James can loan you the book, Fred, when he gets here.
Yeah. It's thin, but it's hard to read. What do you got there?
In a stack?
Yeah.
We got your boy Lenny Dykstra in a little bit of trouble once again.
Lenny Dykstra is the greatest guy on the planet.
We got a woman who, you talk about crazy little women in Kansas City. She's going a little kookaroo. And you love these. World's highest paid athletes, according to Forbes. The new list is out. You want to play a little guessing game?
I can do that.
Let's do that.
All right. We will have all that for you. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up.
985 Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I just want to hear what John has to say. John, go ahead. John?
Gentlemen.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, well, honey, I'm going to give you 30 seconds of being a baby. Ready to hear a boob?
Your phone is so good, I would like you to repeat it because
called
I want
a boob.
What? Is he gone?
No, I'm here, honey. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was underneath a bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, give me 30 quick seconds to filibuster. I don't know if you were born around here or not. I know my boy Wallach was, but I was around when we saw the decay of the first big three, and I lived through, if you give me a couple of seconds, ready? John Bagley, Sherman Douglas, Dino Raja, Kevin Gamble, Eric Montross, and the list goes on, and it's not as distinguished as maybe, say, someone who grew up in another city. So if I get LeBron James, and I hope LeBron James, if he's not on my team, falls and trips and splits his head open today, because I could care less. If he comes to the Celtics or we raise another banner, that's what I'm about. Okay, I am sick and tired of people saying, I don't like LeBron James. Well, you know what, you pink hat? You weren't around when Kevin Gamble was on the court shooting 15-foot jumpers and bricking them off the front of the rim, or when you got so fired up when you were a young kid that Eric Montross you thought was actually going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. I don't know anything about real sports fans suffering. Explain it to me.
Well, hey, listen. Then you should know. Then you should be part of us. You should be one of us. You lived through Wayne Fonts, for God's sakes. I mean, come on. You know, it's all about championships. I was there when Banner 18 went up, and I was wearing a John Havlicek jersey, and I had some stupid girl tell me, oh, wow, they made jerseys for Banner 17. I almost punched her in the face.
All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Imagine coming on here and not being from here. That's going to haunt you the whole time.
It's a cardinal sin.
It's going to be
And you'll never be accepted as one of us, ever. Either one of you.
No, your children will.
That's true.
That's what I guess.
Your children are fine. You guys, not so much.
Got to have a championship in one of the four majors every other year, or you're completely dissatisfied.
I don't understand. If you have an opportunity to get a championship, why you wouldn't do it?
Because you have an opportunity right now for the next several years with the team that they've already built.
Window is open for a longer period of time.
You want to bring in a coach killer like LeBron James for 2 years.
I'm sure him and Brad Stevens couldn't coexist.
You're hoping.
I don't know that they could, Fred. Tell me another coach that he's really gotten along with and things worked out swimmingly for both parties.
Spoelstra was the closest, and you see
and Spoelstra did nothing.
That's right.
He did nothing while LeBron and while the big three were together in Miami.
Stevens had to manage all the egos of Butler. All right, what do we not get to today?
Your man Lenny Dykstra apparently was arrested in May. Police in New Jersey charged him with making terroristic threats during an Uber ride. That's what the police reports seem to suggest. He was arrested outside the police station around 3:30 a.m. Officers were alerted to a vehicle that sped into the attached parking garage. An Uber vehicle driver exited the car screaming for help.
Yeah, and then Dykstra says this was a shakedown.
Dykstra, according...
They found no weapon on him?
Yeah, he requested an Uber from Linden, New Jersey to nearby Clark Township. When he entered the vehicle that picked him up, he allegedly demanded to be driven to Staten Island instead. The driver said, no, you got to do that on your phone. Dykstra allegedly placed a black pill bag with an object the driver believed to be a gun to his head and rattled off the following threats. I'll bleeping shoot you. Take me to Staten Island or I'll blow head off.
How can you drive to Staten Island? Is there a bridge? I thought you had to take the ferry.
Don't know.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
I could be wrong.
No, I mean, there's that.
Are you thinking of Ellis Island?
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know New York.
I don't think you can drive to Staten Island. Can you?
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
Well, Ellis Island doesn't have a bridge. It just has a little something called Lady Liberty. So sitting there saying, come all ye.
He's, as you well know, that Dykstra has already served 15 months in prison for pleading guilty to 3 counts of grand theft auto.
And also, he was talking on the phone with us through Charlie Sheen. Well, he was ripping out copper pipes from a home that he was abandoning.
Right.
So, Lenny Dykstra... By the way, the host of Mad Money would have Lenny Dykstra on almost weekly to give you advice on the stock market.
Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. A woman was arrested for starting fires in the Kansas City Royal outfield at 4:30 in the morning. Bridget DePriest, charged with trespassing and open burning.
Tell me that's not the wife of like an old metal singer.
Bridget DePriest, my love!
She allegedly set several fires on the Kauffman Stadium grass. Caught by ballpark security at 4:30 in the morning Wednesday, so yesterday morning. She told a security guard she had entered the stadium through a gate around 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, so she was there for almost 24 hours.
Just to light the fire?
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of this woman?
Yeah. She looks like 5 years ago she was really hot.
She could have been something.
She could have been a contender.
Well, don't worry. It's not Dunkin' Donuts related, but the Munchkins are gone. The last Wizard of Oz Munchkin has died.
Wow, that's newsworthy.
Jerry Marin. Well, it is newsworthy because...
How old is he?
A former member of this show, Crash Clark, was obsessed with not only Disney World, but the Wizard of Oz little people. The Lollipop Guild, as I believe they're called. And according to Dan O'Brien...
Didn't he encounter him in an airport one time, Fred? Sorry, when he had a satin jacket on that either said Lollipop Guild or, like, I'm a Wizard of Oz Munchkin. And I think Crash went over to him and asked him for a picture, and he said no unless he gave him money.
Yeah, I would imagine that could be the case.
He's not living...
How old are the movie? He was 1940?
I think he was 18 when he was in the movie. He's the last adult... Munchkin, you know,
Jerry Marin, the last surviving Munchkin from Wizard of Oz, and the one who famously welcomed Dorothy to Munchkinland, has died at the age of 99.
Oh, Jesus.
Fred Toucher's, my favorite line ever uttered by him ever, after the old Cubs fan woman died at the age of 106. Fred, do you remember what you said?
They say she probably wishes she died 20 years ago.
Died at the age of 99 or 106, doesn't matter. You said, oh no, what happened? It was 99. He's dead.
By the way, is there anything creepier than the Wizard of Oz? It's just so creepy. And especially when they put it in color.
Yeah,
that was weird.
The whole situation is weird.
Don't look at my screen over here, Frank.
All right, I'll try not
Forbes
to.
List of the
I want to get this right.
Forbes, Forbes list of the world's highest paid athletes.
Ronaldo.
They combine salary and endorsements.
Ronaldo.
Okay.
Messi.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Messi is number two. Ronaldo is number three.
Oh, so number one, Neymar?
No. Number one is a guy who fleeced millions of dollars for a sham of an event.
That's a good wallet.
Sham of an event criticized for months, and he fleeced America.
And his partner
by
in
charging
that
them $99.99
Floyd
a pop.
Mayweather.
There you go.
And Conor McGregor comes in at number four.
How much did Mayweather make?
Mayweather in the year, whatever the fiscal year they're doing here.
Because I'll tell you what it is. Mayweather around here was nothing to get excited about.
He was paid $285 million, $275 of that in salary or winnings, $10 million in endorsements.
And I guarantee you at some point in his life, he'll be penniless. I can guarantee you that.
There's a lot of speculation as to how much of that money he actually gets to keep himself, how much of it is going to other people.
Lawyer fees.
Like, all kinds of stuff. Like, there's a lot of speculation as to how much money that guy actually has after, quote-unquote, earning $285 million.
Yeah.
LeBron James, you mentioned $85.5 million. More than half of that is in endorsements, $52 million in endorsements alone. Roger Federer is another guy who's cleaning up on the endorsement and $65 million in endorsements. Ooh. Only won 12.2.
How about Tiger?
On the court. By the way, Matthew Stafford cracking the top 10, mostly because of his salary. He's only got $2 million in endorsement. Tiger Woods is in the top 20. He's in at number 16. He made $43.3 million last year, all but $1.3 million of it in endorsements.
How about Jake DeLome?
Riverboat gambler, Jake DeLome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or what's his face that was the master of the play fake that played forever? Oh, Steve DeBerg.
That's right.
Steve DeBerg.
Right on the tip of my tongue, Steve DeBerg.
Because when he was filling in that Super Bowl year that the Falcons had in every game, they'd be like, you know, it's an underrated part of the game.
Right.
But look at how he hides it behind his right leg.
Great ball handling quarterback.
Yes. Yep.
There's one more basketball player in the top 10. You already got LeBron. Who's the other one?
Michael Jordan.
Nope.
Durant?
Is it late on the buzzer there, but we got it.
Durant? No, I don't know.
Is it what's his face from the Celtics who's got that dumb movie coming out that no one's going to see?
Uncle Drew.
No, it's Steph Curry. Steph Curry made almost $77 million last year.
That Uncle Drew looks like it's going to be something else.
I'm particularly pleased that the Uncle Drew movie has a cross promotion, mostly because I'm sure all because Shaquille O'Neal is in the movie, a cross promotion with The General
and that
auto
means,
insurance.
And when you think of high budget, high stakes,
right?
It goes like Pepsi, Budweiser,
McDonald's. You know,
General.
They're doing Jurassic Park toys. Okay, that makes sense. The General. I saw a full blown 30-second spot with the General scooting across the screen while during the trailer for Uncle Drew.
Or is it the most infuriating commercial of all time when Shaquille O'Neal is sitting in a chair and with a nice mug of coffee and he goes, "I used to have the General Insurance when I was younger.
Right. Yep.
Oh, like I get it. No, I don't.
Like he's the cat who ate the canary. I used to have that when I was younger. All right, well, someone's taking acid.
Now that I'm successful, I don't need crap insurance.
That's
like
what
this.
It sounds like to me.
That's what it sounds like to everybody.
Yeah, like this is just the bare minimum. This is not going to do you well. We will be back. We'll find out what Sarge is on the way. I'm sure that Zolak's very happy. We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich.
We have an answer to the Staten Island question.
Yeah, someone on the phone is like, "Hey, idiots, there is a bridge to Staten Island."
Dear Fred, number one, Staten Island has four bridges on and off the island. Two, Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island are two separate islands. I think we had established that.
I didn't. I thought it was the same thing.
Three, you're an idiot. Four, Hardy, you rock. And five, that is all.
Now, was he addressing me through your Twitter?
No, at Toucher and Rich, at Ken Griffey Rules. I don't know who that is. And at Hardy985.
So, you know, I avoid that stuff because it gets me down. And now you just had to pop that right in my face.
Sorry. And I know Ken Griffey Rules is Wallach.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course it is.
Who else could know that?
Because he rules. Or are there separate rules for Ken Griffey? I never understood what the handle meant.
No, it means that he's really great.
Yeah.
It means that he's great. It was the first thing that came into Wallach's head.
Correct.
They said, I got to label myself as something. Yep. I got to get some marketing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll praise another baseball player.
Hitch my wagon to a Hall of, not the Hall of Famer, but the Hall of Famer's father.
Right. It would have been great. It would have made more sense if you did Ken Griffey Jr.
Junior rules.
Because everyone would know
that. Right, yeah.
All right. Scott Zolak, hello.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
You look good. You feeling good?
Feel great.
You going to go out and get some sun?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I got about an hour and a half on the way in with the sunroof.
Oh, it took you an hour and a half to get in?
What's that?
It took you an hour and a half to get in?
Yeah. That's a good day.
Ugh. Really?
Yeah. But we're going to try and establish some rhythm with our show and come out of the gate since you guys have another guy out and you just picked the guy from our show to come down.
I knew it. I knew he was off.
Why not?
The over-under was 30 seconds.
Why not? I mean, that's, but we get it.
Well, no, but you still have the two of you.
Yeah.
And then you pop in Sarge, that's a magic stew.
Yeah, do we pick anybody from your show when we get sick?
They wouldn't
let
you.
So. Yeah. I texted Sarge. Sarge said he would have came in the morning.
Yeah.
He could have done the headlines and you could have Wallach slide over.
No.
Why? He's on your show every day.
Yeah. And he's third chair.
She just wanted
him to headlines.
So that's all he can do is third chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not an insult to him.
That.
If he has a role on the show, why throw
this guy
in the works?
Pretty versatile. That's all. I was asking. I mean, we got to, now it's like me and Beetle, we got to hunker down, right, Mark? Yeah, thumbs up. Hey, buddy, ready to go? That's right.
Aren't you excited to have Sarge on?
Oh, I'm ecstatic.
Really
I already linked up with Brian over there at Beasley because this guy has a live read at 10:15. Sarge is going to do it. Sarge is going to get paid for it.
Okay. Well, that will show Hardy.
I'm kidding.
All right. But you're not excited to have Sarge in here? He's a really talented guy.
You've sort of banned him from your show. I mean, you created the monster.
Banned him in terms of doing
the
show.
When's the last time he was on Touch and Rich?
It's been a while.
Unless they do a dating game.
He's still allowed to listen at home.
Or come in and we'll make fun of you in a dating game. That's the only way you can come in. Bring your belt.
Oh, you know what? We are going to have him on the show next week.
Or wrestler.
Because we're doing a thing.
As what?
Thing.
A bit? As a gimmick? Not as an actual update guy?
Yeah.
You banned him from working on the show.
That's different, Fred. That's
not the
same.
I didn't ban him from working on the show.
That's not the same.
John has a role that he's very good in, and then we bring in another guy.
No, you banned him. You banned him from that chair.
If Wallach had called in sick and not rich, would Sarge be allowed to come in and do headlines on
the
show? Okay.
Yes. If Wallach calls in sick, then but Hardy can create bits and things.
Of course, he does that on our show. He's very valuable at it.
Yeah,
that's why we like for him to be with us.
Well, I'm sorry that he was gone for one day.
So today, during breaks, it's going to be like the Howard Stern movie where you go out in the park and have the frisbee, and Sarge is going to stand there, and I'm going to hit him in the head with the frisbee. Here, ready? And the guy's shaking. Catch. What am I supposed to do now?
A substitute football for frisbee.
You could. Which intern's in today? A good one? Beaker? Well, at least we got that going for us. No. Oh, yeah, Peter. Not Beaker.
He's not Beaker anymore.
He's not Beaker.
He's Peter.
Graduated
because he brought in food. What kind of food?
Lobster rolls, steak tips.
Fully catered meals, steak tips, lobster rolls.
Nicely boxed.
Food for like 15, 20 people.
Not like some of the big expensive companies that come and they bring a meal for the four of us to share. Where this kid brought about 12 to 14 meals.
Oh, you only get small meals? It's better than
no. We actually he brought in a big drop.
You would think there would be some breakfast drops for you guys.
Yeah,
obviously it's not effective enough of promoting the business.
How's Rich? You okay?
When IHOB changes their name to IHOB, they should bring you some breakfast.
How about that, Fred? IHOB. It almost makes me not want to go to IHOB because they're going to change the name.
They are.
Yeah,
it's no longer IHOP. It's going to be IHOP.
It's not House of Pancakes, House of B, and they're not telling us what the B stands for.
Until the 11th.
Until the next... What, breakfast?
Bacteria.
International House of Brisket. They're going...
Botulism?
They're going barbecue.
International House of Botulism.
Yes.
All right, well...